flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1:30 on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2. I think they're already out in Leesburg doing a live show. Somebody tell me where their show is. I know it's in Leesburg in advance of 106.7 The Fan tonight. Phone lines are lit up, but I don't want to waste time. The MGM National Harbor listener lines is where you can call 800-636-1067 for Ask B. Mitch Anything. But on the Rude Guest Hotline, we have an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
I'll be honest with you, Finley. I don't know what kind of cold you had or flu, but I've been under the weather for 4 days. This crap has hit me in the lungs.
It's called my being sinus. A cowboy owner.
I'm telling you, man, I feel like I'm going to die, and I thought I was over the hump.
Jera, I'm serious. Go get a Z-Pack. That joint, it's like when the Undertaker sits up out of the coffin. It gets you back to life, man.
I just warm up your bourbon when you drink it. It makes you sweat better.
Got you. Let me give a shout out to Jeff. I think he's the best call screener. Good guy. I like him a lot. I might say the same thing about you, Landfill, but you don't stand up and answer the damn phone. But listen, B. Mitch, I got to ask you a question. Do you think I need some psychiatric treatment?
Yes.
Why is that?
That was quick.
Because, I mean, damn, you've been having the same area and you're going lower and you keep wanting to make all the decisions. How does somebody let them do it and sit back and reap your benefits?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. My dumbass son, Steven, said I might need to go get a check from the neck up, and I'll tell you why. I thought I was hiring Marty Scheidenheimer. I had no idea that he died. I had no idea. In fact, I looked at him, and I said, damn, son, you look like you got that Benjamin Button's disease or something. You keep looking younger and younger. And my son said, no, Dad, that's not him. That's his son. I'm like, well, what the hell would I sign him for? Hey, listen, I'm getting death threats all over the place. And so I told Steven I'm promoting him to my food taster and drink taster from here on out until I know I'm beyond anybody doing something nasty to Jared. But I think y'all should have a great day. I got to go fight this cult.
Hey, man, hot toddy. I gave the recipe yesterday. I know you were listening.
Z-Pack, Jera. Z-Pack. All right, Brian, I'm going to read something, and then I'll let you react. This is my Ask B. Mitch Anything. Mark Segrave is reporter for NBC4, does city government very, very well. Per Segrave, the lease extension for RFK Stadium site is almost complete. Mayor Bowser sent emergency resolution to the D.C. Council to approve at Tuesday's legislative session. Once approved, the recorder of deeds will publish, and it's a done deal.
All right.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Feel great.
I figured you would.
They need to go in the right direction.
Gosh, man. What a world that seems plausible. Let's go down to Solomon's Island. What up, Joel? Ask me anything.
Hey, boys, what's going on? Is it a Vodka Rebel Friday today? Or
yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, celebrate.
Right. Hey, that's awesome. Hey, I do want to preface this real quick. B. Mitch, I want to thank you, appreciate you for all you do for the communities, both down here in the DMV, also what you did in Philly as well. And me being a Philly man, I want to ask you this. How's that steak and cheese taste after the cheesesteak we served you guys on Sunday?
I don't eat steak and cheese, so didn't taste good to me. I didn't like it when I was here. I didn't like it when I was there. I like crabs. I'm coming down to South Island. You better have me some damn crabs. So coming over here trying to talk to us all crazy.
Man,
you get us two dozen of the, what you call it, the Texas the monsters or whatever they call them? The Texas Bulls. The big crabs. We're going to come down there, yeah. And we're going to do a B-Mitch and Finley show right at your place. Come
Maryland
on.
Maryland crabs.
Yeah, they're not from Maryland, though.
No. Thank you, Joel.
Joel can tell you. He's from down there. He knows they go down and ship from the south.
Reese is Silver Spring.
This is Daniel Reese. How are you?
Who is this?
You talking to us?
Hello? Who is this?
This is Reese.
What's up, Reese? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I talked to you yesterday. I had a great time. You remember our talk?
Which talk?
Remember? I talked about Myles Garrett. And
Yeah. Myles Garrett, or you named two people. Myles Garrett, who was the other one?
And Myles Garrett and Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and I like Myles Garrett more.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say when we talked about?
He doesn't know, dude. Just say it again. Super Bowl. I'm tired Myles and sick Garrett. And cranky. Let's speed this up.
No. I'm just, he'll relax, remember relax. This.
You said what about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I said, I think I'm going to the Super Bowl. What did you say?
Oh, my God. I'm going to put him on hold.
I can't remember.
I'll be
I can't
nice
understand
not
what he's
I'm
saying
him
right
on
now.
That, Jeff, if you want to try to make sense of that, God bless my man. I'm out on that. Will's in D.C. What up, Will?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, he must be taking some medicine.
Dog, I think I need more.
What's up, brother?
I think my meds are wearing off.
First of all, can I propose a trade?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drake May for Jaden Daniels. That's for your 2 o'clock guys.
Oh, you're joking? Anyway, okay. I thought you were serious because I almost cursed, bro. I'm sorry.
Before you be Mitch, the other day the 2 o'clock guys, they said something to the effect, "Who deserves more credit as far as Cliff and Jaden?" And one of the guys gave Cliff like it was like 60-40. Jaden, I'm wondering if you agree with that percentage. Because if it was up to me, I would say it was probably more like 70-30 or 80-20.
Man, it's players. It's just players, not players.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly.
Cliff's a huge part of it.
Cliff is a great part of it, but I'm going to break it down for anybody that wants to not give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
I've never seen great coaches without great players.
There you
but
go.
I've always seen great players without damn great coaches.
There
so
you, go.
You can
there
look
you
at it how you want to look at it, and you can think what you want to think. But when someone wants to get a coach more credit than the player, like a Jaden Daniels, like fantastic, then they just fooling themselves because they didn't like the player in the first place. Hands
appreciate
down, point blank. And
appreciate you, sir.
I'm here all day for discussions if you want to have it.
Thanks, Willie. My guy Crank is on the line.
What up, Crank?
Crank, what up, man?
Yo, A.A.B. Mitch, look, this question right here is for a 10-year-old to about 12, 13-year-old Crank, man.
Man, I don't remember those days, man.
Hey, look, I know you're going to remember. Listen. This ain't got nothing to do with in-game performance. This is strictly your eye test, the B-Mitch eye test.
All right.
So who was – and these are questions that I used to argue with. I'm the only child I used to argue with myself. Like, who, man, I think such is better. I ain't even really see these dudes play like that. So who was better? I'm gonna give you two. I'm gonna give you four players altogether. Who was better?
Who?
Danny Copeland or Alvoy Mays? No. Yeah, Danny Copeland or Alvoy.
Danny Copeland.
Danny Copeland was better.
Yes.
And who was better? Sam Shade or Alvoy Mays? Or Alvin Walton.
Ooh, wow. Walton was a hitter, but Shade was the overall better player.
So Shade was overall better.
Yeah.
So, and then out of Mays and out of Copeland and Mays, who was better?
I already told you, Copeland.
I'm sorry. The Copeland and Shade, who was better?
Copeland and Shade.
Shade. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's all I got. Yeah. All
right, bro.
Thanks, Crank. Let's get one more in here. Stretch.
Shade coaching now. He's a head coach in college. Alabama A&M.
Yo, I meant to talk about this earlier. Did you see D. Hall got let go by the Panthers?
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wow. My guess is, just the way the league works, that he was hired by the previous staff.
Yeah.
And then there was a staffing change.
Hey,
so it might not even be let go. It just might be that his contract expired.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Right. Stretch is in D.C. What up, Stretch?
What up, Stretch?
B. Mitch, JP, happy Friday, fellas.
Same to you, brother, too, man.
B. Mitch, I got a question. Earlier this week, the Cleveland Browns GM said that they wasn't going to trade Myles Garrett. As we know, things change over a course of maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks. Two-part question. Number one, B. Mitch, would you go try to get Myles Garrett? And number two, what's the max compensation that you would give Cleveland?
I don't listen. Will I try to talk to people if they're willing to try and trade him? Yes. Do I? I don't know what the max compensation would be. You know,
it's also worth pointing
what
out.
Is Myles Garrett a free agent?
No. And
if he's not a free agent, then I don't think we talk.
The Browns GM Andrew Berry has come out and said absolutely not. Are we trading Myles Garrett?
So no. I mean, but if they start talking about trading him, yes, I'll be in that conversation.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Stretch.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. If you are paying attention, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, $20,000 in spending cash.
Woo.
Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, go to odyssey.com and hit slam dunk. Yo, $20,000 in Vegas will get it done.